Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to New Heights.
Every day in classrooms throughout our area, students are suffering from an inability to concentrate, poor academic performance, and headaches in school. At home, they're in agony from stomach aches, colds, increased hospitalizations, and even developmental problems. What is the underlying factor behind all these issues?
One thing, hunger. 1 in 5 kids in America live in households that struggle to put food on the table. That's 16 million kids, all suffering daily from food insecurity. In our region, the numbers are no different.
Food insecurity is becoming a really huge issue in our community, and I don't feel people are taking enough notice of it.
That's Paula Epley Newman, Executive Director of Beginnings, Inc., an organization which provides a range of services to support the health and well-being of young children and their families. She works daily with children in need of proper nutrition and noticed a common issue.
One of the stories that was told to me by another agency that is out there in the home is they took hamburgers, and a couple weeks later, there was a hamburger still under the couch because the child was keeping it for a time when she wasn't going to have any food.
Cafeteria workers, school staff, and other adults noticed children hoarding food as well. As a result, Beginnings, Inc., Greater Johnstown School District, and other partners developed the Backpack Project, providing students with food to take home over the weekend.
Johnstown also has other feeding programs in place to offset food insufficiency in the area. The Summer Food Service Program provides nutritious meals for children in 15 locations all over the city, free of charge.
The dinner program ensures students won't go hungry in the evenings by allowing them to stay after school for a healthy dinner.
But hunger is not only an issue for children. In fact, 50 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. In Johnstown alone, over 51% of families are living below the poverty line.
In western Pennsylvania, the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank provides food services to 11 counties, including Cambria and Somerset. Cindy Moore, the Education and Community Engagement Director, provides an overview of who the food bank serves.
Hunger is a symptom of a larger problem, which is poverty. On a monthly basis, we serve about 120,000 individuals through our food pantry to help ensure that they eat throughout the course of a month.
Oftentimes, the people being served by the food bank are regular working families.
A lot of people have a misperception that people who go to a food pantry or soup kitchen are people that are not employed, but in fact, most of the people just have difficulty making ends meet.
Cindy finds the biggest challenge getting food to people in need is a lack of information.
Trying to educate people about where they can go to get food assistance, that's a big job, and it just amazes me what people don't know about resources that are available to help support them and their families.
Hunger is an understated problem in our region.
We're all here to help each other. And if we're all not paying attention to what's going on, the issue's just going to keep perpetuating itself. So we all need to get involved.
There are powerful individuals and organizations making a positive difference to address the issue of food insecurity.
Right in your local community, there's opportunities to help at local food pantries, at the local soup kitchens. And so there is a role for everyone.
It's easy to get involved.
Whether you or someone you know needs assistance or would like to join the fight against hunger, a great place to start is the food bank's website at www.pittsburghfoodbank.org. This is Kylie Putman.
And this is Janae Staser. Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies Youth Philanthropy Internship Program with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
is available at www.cfalleghenies.org.